In the year 2008, Pope Benedict XVI baptized 13 children at St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. And this is what he said to the parents and the godparents. In the rite of baptism, there is an eloquent sign that expresses the transmission of our faith in the presentation of a candle lit from the Easter candle, from the Paschal candle. It is the light of Christ which you pass on to your children. Thus, from one generation to the next, we Christians transmit Christ's light to one another in such a way that when Jesus returns, he may find us with the flame burning brightly in our hands. The second reading speaks of baptism, St. Paul. Baptism in Christ, and tells us how powerful and wonderful baptism in Christ is. We now are all one in Christ, heirs of God's kingdom. Now, as you know, up to 1968, I believe, baptism, in fact, all the sacraments were given in Latin. Very few people understood what was going on. And at baptism, the only one that answered really was the custodian and the midwife. All they had to do to say was credo, I believe, to the questions that the priest asked of them. At that very moment, many a time, we receive a name, although nowadays they select a name years even before the parents are married, in fact. You know, when I was baptized, I was given a name. My parents said, I am to be called John. One time I asked my father, is that John the Baptist or John the Evangelist? He said, that's John the Apostle, the Evangelist. Otherwise, will be John Baptist. But anyway, besides John, my grandparents also gave me a name, Joseph. And the sponsors gave me Anthony. And I know who gave me the rest. I have Charles and Vincent, Paul, George, Francis, and Lawrence. I know who gave me Lawrence. That was the pastor. Everyone who was baptized in my parish was given the name Lawrence, the patron saint of the town. So you can name your child whatever you want, an airplane, a ferry, a zeppelin. The priest will give a saintly name, Lawrence. Here, everybody, we will have Dominic. They don't do that anymore. Anyway, I have these 10 names here, more than Prince Charles has. And if anyone wants to see my baptismal certificate, any politician, they are willing to look at it. But that was not enough. When I entered the order, I had to take another name. And they gave me David. No wonder I am confused. St. Paul, in today's reading, speaks of baptism and shows us the power and the wonder of this sacrament. The word baptism means immersion. We are immersed into the life of grace. Now we belong to Christ. That's what a Christian means. It's not just a word. You are a follower of Christ. You belong to Christ. Thomas Aquinas makes it very clear. Through baptism, he says, we are inducted in the service of Christ. Now we are different. You are a Christian mechanic, a Christian nurse, a Christian teacher, painter, Christian parents. And that word Christian is supposed to follow you all your life. You have to act like one. The connection with the pathway is completely broken. And we now entered into a new life, led by Jesus. We become his witnesses. That brings us to the gospel. Who is this Jesus we are supposed to follow? We made a decision for Jesus when we were baptized. But who is this Jesus? Do we look at him as someone who came over 2,000 years ago and now is history? Jesus wants to be known, not to know about him. An atheist knows about Jesus too. He can write the best book about Jesus. St. Paul makes it very clear. I have known him in whom I have believed. Not to know about him, but to know him. And that comes from a deep relationship with Jesus. If we live our baptismal life, we should be able to answer the question Jesus posed today to his disciples. Who do you say that I am? You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Convinced of this belief, we know he is a living person. Because of him, our religion, our liturgy, our life makes sense. You know, we are like a jigsaw puzzle. You know, everybody likes jigsaw puzzles, remember, when we were kids? And I remember if we can't find one that fits, we used to hammer it in, you know. My father used to say, it doesn't work that way. You have to find the right part. Our life is like a jigsaw puzzle. We put all the parts together except one. One is missing, and we look for it. We look into fame, riches, places of honor, vices, and still we are missing this most important part. Our life is incomplete. And now you do not want to live a life that is incomplete and unfulfilled. And the good news is that you have the missing part. All you have to do, just look for it. Open your heart to Jesus, and you can claim the missing part and complete your jigsaw puzzle of life. So yes, we can answer, if we live a true Christian life, the question Jesus posed. What are people saying about me? Who do you say that I am? And the disciples said to him, well, some are saying you are John the Baptist, come back to life. Some are saying you are Elijah. Some are saying that you are one of the prophets. And that was a great compliment. These were great people. But Jesus was not satisfied. So he asked the disciples, you who have been with me now for about 3 years, who witnessed my miracles, who listened to my teachings, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter looked him in the eyes and said to him, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." If we live a true Christian life, as I said, we should be able to answer that question. At baptism, we gave ourselves to Jesus. Are we faithful to those baptismal promises? I think it will be good once in a while to go over the baptismal rite in your quiet time and see if you are really following the way of Christ or not. If you are really looking for that most important part in your life, so that your life will be complete and fulfilled. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.